Woods, and who knows what. It's the first day that he has another chance tomorrow night. It's the first day of Rosh Chodesh, but it's the 30th day of Tishrei. I just had a whole sugi about that. Oh, yeah. Okay. And first day of Rosh Chodesh. Okay. And it's Or Lelamid Tishrei, Toshinai and Tes. And we're at the end of, towards the end of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed. Remember we had last night, we had a discussion if a goy has the Israel Lishav Lishav. And it was suggested that maybe he does, because it's a Chilul Hashem. And he's Mechuyim, maybe he's Mechuyim Chilul Hashem. So today I was doing a Fosco, a Sugi in Yerushalmi Sanhedrin, and there was a discussion if you have to tear Kriya. A guy is also, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs is Birkas Hashem, which is a euphemism for the opposite of Birkas Hashem. Now, if you hear a Birkas Hashem, you have to tear Kriya. That's the Sugi I was learning. Learn it out from the pasuk. So the Gemara wants to know, what about if you're a goy? You're a goy, be mevarech Hashem. So the grader, the editor, asks me, what's the thought of the Gemara that not? Why would the Gemara think that you don't have to take kriya if a goy does it? So because we were learning that in the chasinuch last night, I said, it's not so much of a chilul Hashem. Why not pasuk? I said, it's not even clear that it is a chilul Hashem. And if a goy does it, so maybe it's not a Chilul Hashem, and maybe you're tearing Kriya because of the, you're not tearing Kriya because of the Birkas Hashem. You're tearing Kriya because of the Chilul Hashem that's involved in the Birkas Hashem. So maybe by a goy, you know, if a Jew does it, it's a Chilul Hashem. But if a goy does it, maybe it's not so much of a Chilul Hashem because he's a goy, not a. So punkt, I had it. Because we had it last night, the Minchas Chinuch.
It's a bigger
Chilul Hashem if you've done. Certainly, yeah. Okay, we're towards the very end of. Oh, Mamash the end. Wow. I had no idea. I would have pushed. I don't know what I would have done. But anyway, I guess even by you, it was the last paragraph or something. Imnishma Shua Shal Biksat. Now, normally, if you learn Masachas Nadarim, so every Shua is something called Bitu Shvasayim. That's the phraseology. Because it comes from a pasuk, l'chol asher yivatei ha'odom b'shvua. So it's actually called bitui shosayim, your lips emitting words. So there is a din of bitui shosayim, but there seems to be a shayla b'ksav. If take a shvua, even a shvua is bitui, meaning lo ochal kikar zeh. If you write it down, this, if you learn the masechta. The pashas, you would say, it's not chal. Because there's a very big hakpodah throughout the masechta on bitui shosayim. But yeah, ksiva kedibur, maybe, and this comes into play by Sfiras HaOmer, if you yotze, if you kosei. And most famously, it comes into play if you could write the Divrei Torah before you say Birchas Torah. One child, if you could think in learning before you say Birchas Torah, maybe it's only on speaking words of Torah, not thinking. And then there's an auxiliary shiloh about writing. There's even a thinking, yeah, but maybe writing. So here he talks about Imnishma Shvua Shaviksav, which is, that's really, I think, a teller. Because Mishlama, again, Mishlama, if you say it creates a chalois, you write out Shvua Shalo Ochal Hayom. So maybe it works. But it's something that just doesn't knock to call it a Shvua Shal. I don't know, you sort of associate Shvua Shal with Motzi Shem Shemayim Lubatola. And to write it. But the Maase, if writing is a valid Shvua, so it's a Shvua Shal, I guess. Anyway. What's the difference?
Yeah.
If you write out Kriyashma, you think a Yotze?
saying if you yotzi krishma.
So if you need dibur, so shiva doesn't hack it.
No, but the mice they accomplish the same thing almost in terms of
in the opposite.
Yeah, okay.
You know, speak. You're right. I mean, somebody can't speak. They write. I mean, it's like it's a form of communication. It's basically almost exactly the same.
We don't find anywhere that a cheresh ain't a shemei avein a medaber if he could write is mechuyev in mitzvah. There's a qualitative difference. I mean, you certainly can't ask what's the difference. Dibur is dibur.
I can ask. What's the difference?
And I can yell at you fast.
But I know. But I'm asking, what's the difference? Is the difference a really eager difference?
Well, even if I'll grant you that there's no difference, which I don't understand at all.
There's no difference, but the difference is minimal.
No.
In terms of etzem
dabur,
right?
Like,
communication.
Listen. If two things are different, then an expression of this is as good as a mile. You can't say they're not that different. They're two completely different things. So once it's two completely different things, so I could say, like that, you only yotze krishma on the dibur. You say, oh, come on, like, shiva's almost dibur, yeah, but it's not dibur. There's a thing called machshava. Now, I agree with you completely that since the achronim are so befalpel, if ksiva is kedibur, that if I'll prove that you're right, because I would never understand why should I say ksiva is kedibur. It's ksiva, it's not dibur. So you're saying, it makes a lot of sense that ksiva should be kedibur, because it's communication, and it has all the essential elements of dibur, whatever. Even though, you know the famous story, the guy writes a letter. The guy writes a letter to his father asking for money. Come on, I'm ashamed to say over the story. In Yiddish, it's Tata Shikmer Gelt. Father, send me money. Kids away in college or school, he says, fun. So the father is illiterate. And he sees he gets a letter from his son. So he gives it to someone for him to read to him. And the guy reads, you know, Takta, shik the geld. Ah, chutzpah, that's something in a penny. That's what a boy I raised. That's how he talks to me. And he gives it to someone else to read. He goes, Takta. And then the father says, oh, now he's asking like a match. Now I'll send the money. So the truth is that ksiva really is missing an essential part of communication. It's missing body language. It's missing tone. It's missing emphasis. Except if you hit the italics part. It's missing emphasis. It rather is a very, even I'll accept your svara, but I'll say it's very inferior.
I don't know if it's inferior in this case, but it's superior in another cases.
You can't have shibur.
Shibur. It has to be ksiva. You can't have people.
No, it's inferior communication.
Oh.
I was talking about it's inferior communication. Everybody knows. This is the fact that people learn from svarim nowadays rather than from a Rebbe is bewailed and bemoaned by mechanchim, that it's just not the same. If I had never heard shiurim from Rav Abba, but I would have his svarim, and I would just read his svarim. Not, you know, reading a Baruch Ber is not like listening to a Baruch Ber shiur. It's very, so you're right, and that's probably the sad that the shiva is kedibur. But it really is an inferior one. In fact, I'm thinking now the Gemara and Chagiga learns out that someone who can't speak is potter from Re'iya, of the Sholosh Regalim, because it says in the Pasuk, one of the things, it says, Laman Yilmadun, you learn how to say Rishabim from Ha'isra Sheni, it says Laman Yilmadun, and we darshan the, we read it as if it said Laman Yilamedun, they should teach. And someone who can't speak can't teach. So someone who can't speak, it's a whole series of drushes. So he's part of from Rhea. But I remember when I learned the Gemara, it was in the summer, I had a teacher to one of these classes that, you know, learning groups. So they, you could write on the blackboard. Like, you could write. You could teach. Even if you can't speak, you could teach by writing. But the answer is, no.
And you can't.
You can't. And it's not you teaching. It's like this.
Writing,
that's the chesaron of svarim, so to speak. And that's why Torah Shebaal Peh was supposed to be Torah Shebaal Peh, because it kept up an extremely strong link between the Rebbe and the Talmud. And once you write down, so the link is broken, because I could read the Sefer
any way you want.
And I can interpret it any way I want, right? And the truth is that ever since, so like, you know, Hashem knows what he's doing. So in the flow of history, the printing press has been a tremendous, tremendous bracha. I'm not talking about for the world now. I don't care about the world. But for Jews, for Sfarim, the printing press has become, was probably a major, major, I'm sure, a major, major step forward in an average person becoming somewhat learned.
Just in the last 10 or 20 years.
And Kol Shekein, what happened with now with desktop printing and laser jet printing, like, and now the shame of, you know, people don't know what to do with the Sheamus. It's become, no, it's not a joke. It's become a huge problem that there's such a proliferation of svarim, of sheets, and Torah things. And like the Sheamus bins are overflowing. They don't know what to do with the Sheamus. They don't have a, like, they don't know where to bury it. They don't have space to do with all the Sheamus. It's like it's become a huge problem. But it has definitely, the world is becoming more and more like chutzpahdik, so to speak. Less and less connected to the previous generation, less and less respect. And it I think it also has to do with the printing press.
Jewish religious world or the world?
The Jewish world also. Maybe you haven't noticed. I'll bring you my kids one day, you see. And I have good kids. I have good kids, Baruch Hashem. But the difference between my kids and me, and that, like, we always kid about it. Like, if I walk in the house late, my kids ask me where I was.
And that's because of the printing press?
Yes, it breaks a pesher. It disconnects the Rebbe from the Talmud. That's what it does. It disconnects, and that's why Torah Shebaal Peh, I think the Chassam Sofer says this. Torah Shebaal Peh, besides whatever reason Hashem made a Torah Shebaal Peh, but it keeps me linked to Har Sinai. Because I'm dependent on him, and I'm dependent on him, and he's dependent on him.
Well,
and I go back to Sinai. And they had to write it down because of Eis Lasus Lashem Heferu Torah Secha. Rebbe had to write it down. Not the printing man, just the idea of writing it down. But it really broke
the dependence.
It broke the one of the main raison d'etre of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that is to keep that link between the Rebbe and the Talmud, which ultimately linked every person to Har Sinai. And once you write it down, it's broken.
Because you don't need the Rebbe.
Yeah.
You think you don't need the Rebbe.
So the printing press just made it worse. I mean, Rebbe did it. You don't need printing press. Rebbe did it by writing down Torah Shebaal Peh. He did it with a heavy heart, one imagine. But listen, it was like a heavy duty decision. And it was the lesser of the two evils. That's really what he chose. He chose the lesser of the two evils. Without what he did, then Torah would have, chas v'shalom, become forgotten, ultimately. She said, listen, this is no time for, you know, we can't afford to be pure. I'm making believe, I don't know what he said, you know. but it's called Hefer Torah Secha. It was a very heavy thing. We don't even notice that your thing is Torah Malka now. It's sort of everything, and then the printing press accelerated everything. And I know what I feel. Look, I heard of Abba Shiurim, and people that learn his Sfarim, they don't really get it. Like, even if they get it, they don't get it. And I'm sure it's that way about Rabbi Nachum and Rabbi Baruch Meir and Shimon Shkop. You know. So. Anyway, so Caesar's not really Kadibur. But anyway, but it's a major Shiloh to what degree it legally is. So the Minchal Chinuch says here, it might even be a Shvuah Shav. Which I find fascinating. But I guess, as I said in the beginning, I guess if it's a Shvuah, then it's a Shvuah Shav.
Is it a Shvuah?
That's the Shaila. He said, right, I'm talking about it at length. Vayinu v'tumim v'simen tzadik vav, v'fal pel b'zev, u'mevi rayim v'tzmur adav gimel d'amrinan d'benishba chayav haft avi lev shein boi mai, so you get Malkus. The Olaf Mikra, the Dilma Kromari Mekoysev, Sheyesh Moy Maisa, I am Shom. Okay, I'm not going to comment. I mean, that's.
It makes it even more.
It's not a kasha. The Isser is to be Maymir. So even if you choose to do it through Ksiva, that doesn't make it a Lav Sheyesh Moy Maisa.
But it's a raya that you'd be over with a.
Well, he wants to bring it as a raya that is love to deep birth.
What? No. Why?
Because or else it's a love sheyesh by maisa. He's not talking about Shvuah Shav now. He's talking about Meimir. Oh. Oh, no, Nishma. I'm sorry. He is talking about Nishma. Okay.
Can I ask
the Kash
Lashim
Bamaisa?
And I say, no, maybe
he
wrote it. So it's
Maisa. That's not the Gemara, that's the
Tumim
says that.
Right, but that would be a Raya, wouldn't it?
I don't think so. The Pesuk's not talking about writing. The Pesuk's talking about normal scenarios. It would be pretty outlandish to say that the Pesuk says you get Malkus because it's talking about a case where he wrote the Shvuah. Money is 90. Okay.
Well, whoever said Dilma Kra Mari must be holding that.
The Tumim says that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you're over with right here, right?
I'm already pissed. I'm commenting on the Tumim. Uvemish of the Shitas and Rambam, Tzimash and Pirish and Rav Magid Dvorim and Choschiris, Lav Shein by Mais and the Mashkachas on Yudei Mais and Loi Ketomid, Aviraya Yoyser, Bayam Mashkasavti. The Rambam Shita supposedly is, I say supposedly, because it's not really clear, that if you could do a Lav on Yudei Mais, then even when it's Ein by Mais, you get Malkus. But I think it becomes a little absurd because you could do anything through Maisa. You could probably figure out how to do anything through a Maisa.
Anything?
We're not going into it now. We could. You want to learn this Makkid Mishnah? It's 2 pages long.
We talked about this before.
Yeah. Aviraya Yais, sometimes in a mitzvah peivod b'snim, vod kama makomos. Okay. Okay, we're up to mitzvah Lamed Aleph. I didn't realize we were so close to the end. And now Lamed Beis, by the way, which is the Shabbos Malachis, he literally has a sefer within a sefer. It goes through all the Lamed Tes Malachis and Minchas Chinuch. And it's printed separately as it's here in the Minchas Chinuch, but it's also printed as a separate sefer called Mosoch HaShabbos, and it has, people wrote Perushim on it. I think the shul even has one. So we're going to do it. I mean, I don't see why we should skip it, but I'm speaking out that part of the Minchas Chinuch, where he goes through each Malacha methodically, is a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo called Mosoch HaShabbos. They made it into a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo, but it's also in the Minchas Chinuch.
Which book will we be reading out of?
Oh, if you want to. Well, whatever you choose to. It's the same thing. They just made it to. You can go into a store and ask for the Minchas Chinuch Mosoch HaShabbos. Because people learn it. It's like learning the Lamed Tes Malachos. In the Minchas Chinuch style, of course. You can also learn an Egle Tal. Okay, but here we're first, we got to get through Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, which is Mitzvah Kiddush Shabbos B'dvarim. We've accomplished the Shabbos with words. No one's going to say with Ksiva. Anyway, you're Makadish the Shabbos with words. So what does that mean? So I guess we should learn the Chinuch. What does it mean, Makadish the Shabbos? So the way the Chinuch says, it really is, it's a little funny. I want to say, not the Dvar Torah. The word Kiddush is a little funny. Because the way the Rambam and the Chinuch describe it, it's really praising the Shabbos and talking about the Shabbos and talking about what Shabbos is and the things we say in Kiddush. We say, you know, Shabbos kacho v'yavov raton l'chaltonu v'zeich l'mazav reishis k'yom p'chilo l'mikrei kodesh v'zeich l'tziyat v'chayim yivonu v'chayt v'zoni v'shabbos kachecho v'yavov raton l'chaltonu. And then the Rambam sheet is Havdola is the Oraisa too, because Havdola is Kiddush HaShabbos with words, because at Havdola you're also talking about, so really to sing the praises of Shabbos. And that's really what the Chinuch says. The Daber Dvorim B'Yom Shabbos, and with the Oraisa it's not Dafka over a cup of wine. It's even Chuyuf to say it. As Shabbos enters and as Shabbos leaves, you talk about Shabbos. The Daber Dvorim B'Yom, and there's a mitzvah saseh, this is the Araisa, it's not a joke. The Daber Dvorim B'Yom Shabbos B'Hachnasoso, when it enters, V'Chem B'Yisiyoso, Sheyiyeh Bohem Zecher Gedulas Hayom, you're mentioning and talking about the greatness of the day, U'Ma'aloso, V'Havdoloso, L'Shevach, Yishar Yomim. It's on a higher level. It's a special day, more than other days. Shalafanov, Mishachrov, the days before, the days after. Shenemar, the pasuk of this mitzvah is Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. Now, Kolomar, and this is like Zocher Es HaShabbos L'Chabolik. Right, you have to say it with words. Zochrehu zecher kedusha ugedula. Talk about that it's kadosh and gadol. Ubeferish amalonu chacham shadvar melem tzuv manu lahar malayayin. That's with the rabbanon probably. We'll see them in chasmina chamshua. But the most assumed that al hakol shal yayin is the rabbanon. Shekelu haperish zochrehu al hayayin. Well, in your news, you know some culture via Yayin, Chai, O Mozug, O Yosem Revius, of a Lopochos Mizer, from a Ziga, you do as you alchelic echo shall Yayin Chai Vitol, Shloshachel Kemayim. If you have their wine, which was very, very strong, you could have 3/4 water. The Vorkanol of Kiddush Shabbos, Kmosh Yadua, Hanusach Bein HaYehudim, that's a nice lotion. It sounds from the Chinuch, I'm sorry, I have to correct myself. I don't know if we'll get up to that today, but it sounds from the Chinuch that Yayin is the Araisa also. Because when he talks about the Shoresh HaMitzvah, he talks about why we do it over wine. It's Mashma, wine is the Araisa. Yisharish a mitzvah zu, what's the point of this mitzvah? Kedeshin is orer, that we should be moved. Mitoch maishah zeh, lizkor gedulos hayom. The Yisharish a mitzvah that it should affect us. It should affect us to realize how special Shabbos is. V'nikma b'levavenu, and through that, we will establish in our hearts Amunos Chiddush HaOlam, because that's the main message of Shabbos. There's a lot of messages to Shabbos, but the main one is Kishay Shishyom Mosla Hashem, the Shemayim Vesoretz, Chiddush HaOlam. The world is not eternal, the world is not infinite, the world has a beginning, and Hashem created the world. Valkein, therefore, because that's the shorish of the mitzvah, is chayavnu lasus ha'maisei mayayim. We do it over wine. V'shateva ha'odom is orebor harbe. Because if I want to be moved, if I want something to affect me, so it's always better over a drink.
Drink the wine first, then.
Drink the wine. Well, maybe. So are of the
Tamea.
The more a person gets into it and he's emotional and he has feelings and he internalizes it, and you do that through wine. That's how you do it, through wine. In fact, in its sieve, in his Agoda, says that's why we drink arbakosos of wine by the Seder, he says, because wine helps to internalize and to really feel the cheirus and the lakachti, and through wine it makes you not so rigid, it makes you more loose. It works, that's why I made wine. It makes you happy. The yain is hamach vavenos. Again, like everything in life, there's gvulim. You can become an alcoholic, duchas v'sholem. You can become a drunk, duchas v'sholem. And there are people who are alcoholics who, I know, alcoholics who are not allowed to have another, recovered alcoholics. Not allowed to have, they can't make kiddush on wine. They have to make a grape juice. Literally not allowed to have a drop of alcohol anymore. It seems that even 30 years later, I know people, like, 30 years later, I'm amazed. Like, a little alcohol, like, right away, it'll trigger something. It'll go back to drinking. That's the common wisdom. So, I mean, I have, you know, people, like, they have to make kiddush on always on grape juice. They cannot have wine. Anyway, but wine is good if you don't abuse it. Okay, I don't think we paskin that way. I'm not sure. If pas is, he doesn't enjoy wine so much, we should talk and make kiddush over bread. I know we paskin if you don't have wine, you make kiddush over bread. But the chinuch holds that if you like pas better. So he says, why? He ozmis orer tivo yoser l'mashu toy. You will be moved more by what you enjoy. It is not the alcohol, apparently. I assume for the portion it was the alcohol. It was that it's geschmack, and it puts you in a good mood. So you're into whatever you're doing.
You have to make it a nasty drink.
Okay.
No. Can't just be that. I'll have it on
toast. Anyway, he passed it. If you like pass better, you should make kiddush over pass. So obviously, it's not the alcohol. Bavo pi should be in Sias Hayo by Abdullah Loa Rukain. El Shechibu Lahabdu Biyayin on Kaponim. Ain't no such thing as making Abdullah over pass. Gabuzet Sotku. They know what they're talking about. He aims upon him with Rocha Gamatora Hashlema Yifru La'olam Verov. The Torah really always goes with that norm. You're full already, so you're not going to like pass more than wine on Motzoi Shabbos. Right. You want a good drink. Okay, that's cute. Okay, we'll have to stop here.
On the wine, I remember looking with my brother at some point, the Gemara going through either wine or alcoholic beverages.